is the transition between the 14th and 15th to the 16th centuries, which can be seen very well in these two clearly distinguishable parts of the church. Tourism in Deledosa. Smart tourist signs in audio format. St. John the Evangelist Church. This temple allows us to contemplate two churches in one, clearly differentiated by the height, construction, and the patina of its walls. Work began on it during the 16th century and was not finished, thanks to which we are able to observe, in large part, the history of Deledosa. The duality also manifests itself in its attachment, since the church is dedicated to St. John the Evangelist, although the patron saint of the town is the Christ of the Abandoned. Its origin is uncertain, but in any case, the first church was created along with it. It's one of the most curious and interesting temples the geopark has, between two worlds, the 14th century and the 16th century. This church allows us to contemplate the constructive processes from the start of building a temple in the 14th century and the splendor and filigree of the 16th century, while keeping both aspects well differentiated. Almost everything we see is a 16th century construction, but thanks to the fact that all the work could not be carried out, much of the church from the 14th century has been preserved, and these two eras can be appreciated from outside. The 16th century part having more work done, it's more decorated and higher. From the outside you can see the two heights, the old one, which is lower, and the taller, modern one. The bell tower itself provides us with that perfectly drawn sequence on its bricks, the old one below and the modern one raised to the highest part of its walls. It's situated within a very important fortified area. The castle is right next to it, which there are virtually no remains of, although in popular tradition, the legend of tunnels that connect the church with that castle and other remote enclaves of the Sierra exists, even today. Where the old bells were, gaps are still there, where the remains of ancient tombs can be found that were removed from the church when they ceased to be used as town cemeteries. The entrance in the main facade is the oldest, with a framed basket-handle arch and Gothic tracery. There's a stone with an inscription in Hebrew above it. The side ones are similar, sturdily and elegantly constructed half-point arches. The sundial on the south facade and the incomplete walls next to the apse are very curious. The originality is determined by those elements that this characteristic temple presents us with, and it's enough to cross the threshold of the entrance and find some huge stained glass windows in front of us with a yellowish color that provides this church with a very warm and unique atmosphere. The baptismal font must be highlighted. It's a large granite construction decorated with plant motifs, crosses, and the shield with the five stigmata that are typical of the Franciscan order. The temple was raised in honor of St. John the Evangelist, a late dedication in general, and a strange one in the region, as there are no other churches with this name. Christ of the Abandoned is the patron saint of the town, and the festivities take place in his honor in September. The carving is super interesting. It reflects great pain when it comes to representing the Passion of Christ. It's also hugely expressive and of significant artistic originality and value. But there are two other carvings of Christ, one from the second half of the 14th century in Gothic style, which was restored in the 80s, and another attributed to the 18th century. Pre-Columbian Christ, like those we can see in other towns of Extremadura, made with great artistic merit. The carvings we are going to see in this church are almost all from the 18th century, beginning with the one of St. John the Evangelist. On one of the sides we find a chapel with the Virgin of the Rosary. The image of St. Rita is also from that time, with the Augustinian habit and no lack of details that narrate the miracle of the thorn stuck in her forehead. The original main altarpiece from the 16th century deteriorated, and a new one was commissioned in 1765. This one has not been preserved either. The apse is decorated with two modern floral paintings. The church was dedicated to St. John the Evangelist from the 18th century, accompanied by St. Anthony of Padua from the 17th century and the Immaculate Conception from the early 20th. Despite all the bad times, the temple has always been preserved by reorganizing its heritage and projecting its future. The last preservation works were carried out in 1983 in a joint project between the town council and the diocese, with the aim of securing the structure and guaranteeing its place for future centuries. QWERTY podcast production for Radio Viajera, financed within the framework of the Project for the Development of Smart Villages of the Government of Extremadura and the European Union, with the collaboration of Roots Around Extremadura and the support of the Deleitosa Town Council.